Four.
Discussion and possible action on contract amendment with NRG by David Collingsworth.
Mr. Chairman, this is a unique opportunity. For the last year or so, we've been talking with NRG, one of our largest customers, and they have an opportunity through one of their old water contracts to provide water to other folks in the region. And it all stemmed from some of the troubled times of 2011. And basically what it amounts to is NRG and Gulf Coast Water Authority have been talking about the opportunity for Gulf Coast to take some of the water that they have under contract but not using and make it available to Gulf Coast Water Authority on short-term contracts so that Gulf Coast can limp through dry periods and until we have something like an Allen's Creek available for them. NRG's existing contract is an old contract. They have about 83,000 acre feet of water, and they use about 50,000 acre feet of water. That contract contemplates their ability to resell that water. It also contemplates their ability to change their diversion points. For them to do a deal with a Gulf Coast Water Authority to sell the water to them, they would have to also change some of the language that's in that contract that relates to the diversion rates. So that's one of the things that we wanted to consider, allowing them to do that so that they could assist Gulf Coast Water Authority. One of the issues with this is years ago, the BRA board put into place some water policy that says if you're going to amend your contract, you're going to have to convert to system rate. NRG did, with their limestone contract, convert to system rate. However, this contract, because it already contemplates the different diversion points and it also already contemplates them selling the water, we don't think that that policy is appropriate for an amendment to this contract. If NRG were to sell some of the water short-term to Gulf Coast, they would sell it at system rate, and then we would get half of the proceeds for that water. So there's a financial benefit into it to the BRA for it, but there's also just the customer service benefit of helping GCWA and NRG. So any questions? It expires in 2030, Director Johnson.
Okay.
2030.
And so if they, no, we won't. But if they do this selling, it would benefit us because that part of it would revert to system rate?
No, none of it would revert to system rate.
Oh, I missed what you said. The last thing you were talking about then. How does it benefit us?
It benefits us because if they sell the water at system rate to GCWA, we get half those proceeds.
Okay.
Of what they sell to GCWA.
They got the 25,000
okay.
acre feet.
Okay, yeah. We said the same thing.
Of that
All right.
a portion.
I do understand.
Okay.
Yes.
Any questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to amend the 1972 NRG water supply contract to add additional pumping points, increase the maximum diversion rate, and update language-specific parties to the contract, and make other changes to update or remove obsolete provisions.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt? Smith?
Whoop. I have a question. We're authorizing this, and of course we'll be informed of what those options are as we go along.
Yes, ma'am, we can do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
I had Smith and Hubert Rick. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director
yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zacharino?
Yes.